back. This is Deanna, and we are dedicating this third hour to our good friend, to our good friend, Michael Collins Piper. Okay, I'll get it together here. He was a dear friend, and it's hard to believe that he has been gone for as long as he has. I do invite your phone calls, 800-313-9443, to talk about Mike and what his work did for you. Anyway, let me share some emails with you. This one is from Thursday, January 16th, 2014. And I wrote to Mike, "Are you home?" I said, "Hello, Mike. What a scare for all of us. I hope that you're all right. I hope that Donald survived being without you, Deanna." And he wrote back, "Hi, Deanna. Was released at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning and went right back to the AFP office. Proof, according to Fetzer, that it was all a hoax. Donald." Now, Donald was his cat. He used to refer to him as the Hound of the Baskervilles, but he was just a very, very oversized cat that Mike absolutely loved. And anyway, he used to tell Donald that he had cousins in Chicago because we exchanged pictures of our cats. Anyway, he said, "Donald did well. My crazy neighbor, a hoarder, by the way, sat with him, actually staying at my place since her place is such a morass, and he was quite glad to see me. I really missed him. You really get used to that company. Even my brother was telling his wife he's more worried about the cat," which I was. "My doctor told me to go to the emergency room, thinking that I might have a blood clot in my bad leg, which has been swollen for about 6 weeks, and although they determined there was no blood clot, my test suggested that I had what the doctors described as a massive heart attack in the past day or days. I said that was possible due to my problems of Wednesday that caused me to," excuse me, "to back out," quote unquote, "of the debate, but indicated that I felt I'd had a heart attack or attacks in the past, when I was indeed suffering a racing heartbeat, which stopped some time ago. Some people may recall that although there were rumors in the past that I was missing my old RBN show because of alcoholism, presumably that I was too drunk to do the show, as a certain party intimated to a number of folks, the fact is that I was suffering pretty regularly from what is called ventricular tachycardia. Ironically, the truth is that I never drink before 10 p.m. So even if I had been drinking, it would not have been during or before the time that I did my RBN broadcast. Ha! After I left RBN, I did mention on the internet in writing that the truth was that I was having heart problems. Well, the bottom line is that my heart is working at just less than 50% of its capacity, and I do have extensive damage to my heart, which qualifies as congestive heart failure. I have no fear of death whatsoever, and in fact, the recent events, including the smears by Fetzer and friend, have given me some amazing new energy and desire to exterminate the soulless Sandy Hook cult and vanquish it forever. It is poison within the truth movement that must be destroyed. Thanks for your good thoughts and good work of recent date, which I have heard about regarding Sandy Hook. And please feel free to pass on publicly or privately by email or otherwise, including on air, the above material regarding my condition. Anyway, Mike was diabetic, and what he actually died of was what they call dead in bed syndrome. And as I've been reading quite a lot lately, excuse me, about magnesium, and I'm reading a book by Dr. Mark Serkis, and it's called, what is it called? I have it on Kindle, and he talks about transdermal magnesium. In other words, you apply it to your skin, because then it goes right into your bloodstream. You don't have to take magnesium and then expect it to work, because it has to be digested and everything. But if you apply it to your skin, it is more effective. And as I was reading this book, the person that I was thinking about as I was reading it was Mike. And I had talked to him briefly a little bit about his situation, his diabetic situation. And we talked about sauna, like maybe he could take a sauna. And we discussed that. And back, let me share some more emails here. Hang on. Anyway, I suggested that, and a lot of people don't know that he actually went to law school. He was in law school for a year, and then he went to work for the Cardo family. And I did talk to him about a near-infrared sauna, and he said that he'd been trying since getting out of the hospital and I'm reading from his email, to induce as much sweating as possible. Funny thing is, after my diabetes set in a few years ago, I stopped sweating like I used to. I've always had a high tolerance for heat and sweating, able to sit and work in the sun, no heavy lifting, of course, for hours. Your experiences, by the way, oh, okay, that doesn't have anything to do with that, but anyway, I said that sweating is good because it gets rid of toxins. And so I just shared that with them. But oftentimes, people don't really want to hear medical advice unless they actually ask for it. So I really don't offer medical opinions unless people are more open to it. But as I was reading through this book about magnesium, I just kept thinking about Mike. And anyway, he said in an email on January 25th, 2014, and feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. I understand that there that there's a lot of books on the internet now available, particularly Final Judgment. And if you have some thoughts about that book, Final Judgment, that you might want to share, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. Anyway, he said, funny thing, my first year of law school, well, my only year, when I was in the dorm, one of the guys who lived a door or two away from me referred to me the first week of school as the fat guy down the hall that sweats a lot. And that was in quotes. Quite true, but the fact is, I never stunk. And then in parentheses, he says, is stunk a word or is it stank? Sorry for getting so graphic. That guy is the big shot lawyer that I always refer to on my radio program. We've been friends since 1982. He's even coming around a little bit. I have about 500 pages of emails from Mike. Let's see, a note. Anyway, I do have quite a lot of of email from him, and I just I have my MPC file, and I do have all of his books that were signed by him, and he has had my books. Sorry. I'm just kind of going through these emails. He told me, he said when he started to work for the Spotlight, when Julia Foster and John Tiffany and I started to work for the Spotlight, we underwent lie detector tests. I went the sophisticated voice stress analyst kind. I think Julie and John underwent the old-fashioned kind. I'm starting to think that perhaps we need to reinstitute that. The tests really make you think that you are a badass and make you doubt yourself. I don't suggest them as pleasurable prospects for anybody, but I sure would be curious to see what would come out of a test of, I'll leave the name of the person off. But that's what they did, because they wanted to make sure that the people who worked for the American Free Press or the Spotlight, which was renamed, were on the up and up, and they weren't just somebody coming in for whatever reason somebody might be coming in. As I mentioned, I do have a lot of his books. And I do have PDFs of a lot of his books. I have Final Judgment, High Priests of War, False Flags, Leon Degrelle. Hang on, let me just move to Leon Degrelle, Warrior for the West. I have The Golem, Israel's Nuclear Hell Bomb, and Road to Global Armageddon. I have The New Babylon. I have The Judas Goats, The Enemy Within. I have The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America. And I also have one in the file here called The New New Confirms Israel Nuclear Blackmail. Now, that was not written by Mike, but it's appropriate to be in his file. So if anybody wants any of these books that I've named as a PDF, you may email me, and I would be happy to share them. Now, one of the things that Mike sent to me, which is very interesting, I've got it here in my filing cabinet. My cords don't reach quite so far. Let's see. He sent me something from Hitler's office. I'll find it during the break. But it was very interesting. And he had the most fabulous book collection. He was a book lover from the time that he could read. And he started reading very early. And he was just always reading. And his apartment was just loaded with books. Now, his neighbor was a hoarder, and you could say that Mike hoarded books. And I do the same thing. I have books all over the house. But it's for research and because I love books. I love to read. And so he had a lot of books. I did a program with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock about Mike, and you can find that at SpingolaSpeaks.net. And this was a special that we did. It was probably in March of this year. And it was a very, very special program, and I'll post the link in the chat room. And I really felt like, well, I always feel like Mike's listening every time I talk about Mike. I feel like he knows that I'm talking about him. And both Andy and I thought that he was kind of channeling his feelings. And somebody in the chat room said, I wrote to Mike once and he replied, the only celebrity to do so. But what was funny was that he had edited my email with red pen and corrected all of my grammar and spelling mistakes. What a guy. Yeah, that does sound like something that he would do. Any other comments here? Okay, let's see. Okay, let's take Kent. Kent in West Virginia. We haven't talked to Kent for a long time. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. I discovered something. Yeah, we just passed the 50th anniversary of RFK's killing, and I discovered a small little detail in an article in the Daily Mail. I'll send it to you. But it goes on. You know, the evidence, which we all know that Sirhan didn't do it, but it goes into the trial. And how's this for a detail? That the pro bono defense lawyer first man, who more or less told the judge that Sirhan did the shooting, ostensibly protect him from the serving a life sentence instead of the death sentence which he had in California. His name was Zola Berman. And, of course, you know, Emile Zola wrote The Accused about the Dreyfus case. Here you have a Jewish lawyer named after Emile Zola, who, you know, the Dreyfus case was a case about a Jewish French officer who was supposedly falsely accused and put in jail because he was French. And now you have Emile Zola Berman, Sirhan, a Palestinian Christian, into jail. And I just thought that we know our enemy, and we know how to leave little cryptic little clues. And I thought that was a way. I extrapolated that in the connection to the killing of RFK. It's called, you know, the RFK just reinforced.
You're kind of cutting Michael. Out, Kent.
Is that better? Yeah.
Talk.
I've got a fan going. That's what it is. I've got a fan going on my ear. Sorry about that. Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, how ignorant. Anyway, this. I thought that was, if there ever reinforced
ironic.
Mike's theory. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was very ironic. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's more. I think it's. I think they let, they picked him as a clue. So I think that that just supported everything that Mike did. But I don't think it was. We know that sometimes there are coincidences and ironies. But I don't think with the enemy, I think that was definitely a clue left for us.
Right. All righty. Well, we're going to go to a break. If you have some more things to say, feel free to stay over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In LA, you down low and easy. In the love fact, you kiss, will say Christmas. In the mad that you travel the distance, you will leave no lies. Try your eyes, then realize.
All righty, I'm going to break in. That was Mike's theme song, of course. And whenever I hear it, I always get very emotional. He sent me what he sent me was, I'll read it. Deanna, this is do we still have Kent?
Yeah. I'm still here. I'll wrap it up. I want to say that anybody wants to, there's next an article called, Did Israel Kill the Kennedys? Quote, Did Israel Kill the Kennedys? Unquote, by Ron Unz, who has the Unz Review website. And it's, anyone wants to go and look, to read that, that's pretty good too. And it's in support of what Mike did, you know. So I'll just pass that along and I'll get off here and let you continue.
Okay. Thank you so much for your phone call. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Now, if one uses a search engine, they can type in Michael Collins Piper YouTube, and you will come up with 455,000. And if you just listen to some of those, let me read some of them to you. Israel and the JFK assassination, Michael Collins Piper being evicted from AFP, Michael Collins Piper, how disinformation becomes history, Michael Collins Piper on the Kennedy assassination, Michael Collins Piper on Rupert Murdoch, Michael Collins Piper, final judgment lecture, Michael Collins Piper on the Oklahoma City bombing, on 9/11, on Senator Joseph R. McCarthy. And I will post this link in the chat room also so that the chatters can look at some of the information, the YouTube videos that are available regarding some of the things he talked about. And he talked about a lot of stuff. Anyway, excuse me. Anyway, he sent, this is what he said. Deanna, this is a page from a first edition published in English in Frankfurt in 1826 of the writings of Lord Byron. It was in Hitler's private library at the Berghof. Over the years, I've excised pages for a select few. When I think all would appreciate having them. Best, Mike. He sent me a Christmas card after he'd arrived in Idaho, and this would have been Christmas of 2014. And he said, "Hi, Deanna. Well, I'm far from being unpacked. A long way to go. But Mark, Glenn, and his wife, and all of the 10 kids, the oldest is married and living about 15 minutes away, have been wonderful and hospitable and making my transition to exile as pleasurable as possible." Excuse me. "I feel comfortable here, though I've lost touch with the political world and feel," excuse me, "and feel that my own career is over. So be it. Willis Cardo considered me his creation and was psychologically determined to take me down with him." Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer: "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
T Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Deanna, and if you'd like to make any comments about Mike or his work, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. I have a cat scratching at the door. he knows that his mommy is in here. Anyway, and it's Leo. okay, getting back to this this Christmas card. I'll leave out a couple of things because I don't think he'd want me to share. He does say it's a very demeaning state of affairs, one of my own making. And he said the good news is that the kitty, the famous Hound of the Baskervilles, Donald, who is going to be 14 on February 6th, actually seemed to enjoy the trip west and had a good time. And now he really likes the spacious guest house and is really happy living here. He really likes running up and down the steps. Plus, he has a bunch of new friends to scratch his chin. Anyway, Deanna, just wanted to send you good wishes for the new year and hopes that you keep up the good work. As always, Mike P. And then let me share another email with you. It's very sad. And he wrote this to an individual by the name of Van and to me. And this was written on March 24th, 2014. He said, "Van and Deanna, thought both of you would find the forward below of interest. Van knows Willis. Deanna knows of him. Right now, for your information, I'm still officially unemployed and miss my first biweekly paycheck for the first time in 34 years, minus those brief interludes when I was on sabbatical, etc., due to school, etc. Excuse me. My asthma is acting up. They have offered to rehire me. Oh, gosh. On a 90-day trial basis. I guess they need to find out if I can contribute to AFP in any meaningful way at about a 15 to 20% pay cut, bringing my salary back to about where it was in the late 1990s. This is to help AFP in a time of financial crises, and also to help Mike Piper, seriously, since they say it won't be necessary for the poor cripple, me, to have to come into the office from which I've been permanently barred. It's just 5 minutes from my home. I'm not quite certain I really want to accept the beating over the head, the kicking in the groin, the slapping of the face, and the determined effort to waterboard me with such fervor. Thanks to both of you, however, for all your support. Best, Mike. Now keep in mind that he wrote all of these great books. Final Judgment was it was translated into so many different languages. He was he was always writing a book. Even when he was on vacation, he was writing a book that he talked about in one of his radio programs. The one thing about Mike is that he rarely, if ever, he was not arrogant. In fact, he often, I felt, he felt that people weren't taking him serious. And he was very humble with his work. His research was impeccable, absolutely impeccable. And a few years back, I did a several radio programs where I read things from Final Judgment. And he just covered everything. And you think, gosh, he was just amazing. But he never saw himself as amazing because he was humble. I think of him as a kind of a kindred spirit. I have another friend that I also feel as a kindred spirit. I don't think that they knew each other, but they had so much in common. And I had a lot in common with Mike. In addition to just appreciating his work and his demeanor, the way that he presented himself. And he did have a lot of support from people, especially at the end. And I'm just racing through these emails because I don't want to talk about anybody that he has mentioned in the emails. That I feel that would be inappropriate. So then he was fired February 18th, 2014. Just to let you know that my firing from AFP seems official, but they may give me a couple of weeks or months, I hope, to apply for disability due to my health problems and problems with mobility. Ironically, okay, I'll leave that part out. He had neuropathy, he had diabetic neuropathy, and at the end, he was in such incredible pain, and which is a very, very sad thing. He was so sick, and yet when he did get out of the hospital, after he was admitted, after he'd had surgery, and he was back at the AFP office because he was so dedicated. He was totally dedicated to his career and to what he believed in. He believed in the truth. He wrote the truth. He was courageous. He didn't hold back. He said he revealed what he discovered. It's just a really shame. And excuse me. If you'd like to contribute any of your thoughts about Mike. I'm sorry, reading some of these emails are kind of funny. You may call in at 800-313-9443. Now, Mike did use some profanity from time to time. And when he wrote a group email, like to three or four of us, he would always, if he used any profanity, he would always follow up with an apology to me. Because that's the way he was. He just was a very, very good person. Okay, let's see. So, what was your favorite book? I know that a lot of you have read a lot of what he wrote. And in an introduction of the first book in my trilogy, I wrote, and I quote, "An examination of unrevised history provides ample evidence of the long-term diabolical deeds of the elite classes in every country. Alternative information is available, despite dedicated efforts to control information through compulsory education and the corporate-controlled media. Because history is prologue, one may acquire an accurate perception of the events and political schemes of the current power base by evaluating what those same kinds of people have done in the past. Let me reiterate the phrase, history is prologue." Excuse me. Another of my favorite phrases is, "Truth does not fear investigation." So, when I was looking at Mike's book, which, Final Judgment, The Missing Link and the JFK Assassination, it's an extraordinary, well-researched book. And some of the very best programs Mike ever conducted were actually selections from his own works. He was a dynamic and articulate writer. That was his greatest strength. I think this distinctive characteristic came from the fact that he always loved books. At a very young age, he became a lifelong avid reader and had acquired a huge treasure-filled library. And if you look through the book, Final Judgment, The Missing Link in the JFK Assassination, you will find and it's a very, very lengthy book. It's a big book. And if you have not read it, then you need to purchase it, or you can get it on the internet as a PDF file, or you can email me, and I will certainly be happy to send it to you. But it's just an amazing book. And I think that that did more for the American Free Press, or the Spotlight, whatever it was named at the point that he wrote that book, than anyone can imagine. He did so much for the people that he worked for, and it just is inconceivable that they would just toss him aside because he had a health issue. And one of the things that excuse me, that I pointed out in Andy's interview of me was that one of the big contributors to the American Free Press told them, now he contributed quite a lot of money, and this contributor told the American Free Press that he would not contribute another dime unless they got rid of Mike, because he was a Sandy Hook hoaxer, and that was his views. And of course, Mike didn't agree with those views, and so they chose money over Mike and the 34 years that he worked for them. Keep in mind that he never had any other employer. He had only worked for them from the time that he left law school after a year. And he'd only worked for them 34 years. So it's, as we were talking about in the second hour, about what people do for money. And what a shame. We were talking about the drugging of children. And I was thinking, too, from an earlier message in the chat room, it's very interesting that the same people who are yelling the loudest about the separation of children from their parents are the very, very same people who feel that they should have a right to abort their children. Same group of people. Irony, isn't it? But anyway, money is a powerful weapon. It's a powerful incentive. And but it's a shame when money is more important than people. And that's how Mike saw it. Alrighty. Excuse me. Having a difficult time this third hour here. Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome. You saved my voice.
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
I tuned in late, I'm sorry to say, and as soon as I did, I knew immediately it was MCP. MCP.
Yes.
All I can say, Deanna, is I felt like when I heard him that I was listening to my own family, my own brother. And so eloquent, so brilliant, and witty, also witty, made me smile, made me laugh, made me, you know, very concerned and motivated. I have yet to hear another broadcaster that could do all that, and was so brilliant in his compositions and his evidentiary proof presentations. I just can't believe he's no longer with us. I heard that what could have been his last broadcast when he was reviewing World War II, who really won World War II. He was broadcasting from Idaho, and he was lamenting the fact that he's had only this one career, this one job, this one employer, and he says, "Man, I can't believe it. I don't have health care." And I'm thinking, "Geez, I can't believe this."
I stay with us, and we'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And the one thing about my asthma situation is that when I cry, it just makes it worse. So I guess it's a good thing that I did talk about Mike, in third hour instead of the first one. Okay, Fred, I totally agree with you. When people called into the program, he was always kind. He was just... There's just one Mike. He was born July 16th, 1960, and in 2 days, it would have been his birthday. Fred, are you there?
Well, you know, Deanna, he was extraordinarily gifted inspirational, motivational, eloquent, respectful, always made his callers, his guests, feel like they were his family.
Yes.
And I think all I can do is honor him by placing an order to get as many books as possible and install them into my library system. You know, I'm going to do that. And then, you know, wherever I can, but starting with the libraries, I want to get literary works of art installed into the library. I can donate them. Anybody can donate.
Yes,
and
you're
by
right.
The way, yeah, I don't know how else to honor him, Deanna. I mean, I think he would commend that endeavor. I really do. I think he would approve of this. So I'm going to do it, Hannah. And for you, I want to relay to you, I'm not going to do this on the air, but I want to relay to you directly what it was that saved me from cardiac bypass 4 times. And I had no idea, you know. I mean, I finally figured out that what I was eating and drinking was killing me, or, you know, cardiac failure. But there was something very amazingly, and I learned about it in medical botany when I had that in pre-med. I had a German lady by the name of Schindler at the University of Michigan for genetics, medical botany, and embryology. So I want to share that with you, but I want to do that privately.
Okay, just shoot me an email.
Well, I'm going to leave my number with Ken because
okay.
I'm not actually set up for email, Deanna. I'm a voice guy, you know, and my fingers don't really work well enough to do the stupid icon keypad stuff. So,
sure.
I'm going to leave my number with Ken, and whenever the spirit moves you, I want you to call me, okay? Because what I'm going to relay to you would have saved Michael just like it saved me.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. And Mike, happy birthday, Mike. We love you. Take care. Talk with you next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.